We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the afternoon show, a 94 WIP. Ike Reese is sitting right next to me. I'm Spike Eskin. Jack Fritz over there. In a moment, we will tell you all about Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings, which are going to happen every single week here on the WIP afternoon show. We've been teasing them for a while, but they're finally going to happen this week. Before that, a big announcement this weekend as WIP legend Glenn Macnow has announced he is retiring, stepping down, wants to do some other things, and his last show will be July 19th. Is that the correct day? Do I have that right, Jack? Is it 19th?
13th.
July 13th. Mm-hmm. July 13th. So Glenn, I mean, it's crazy. I remember listening to Mac and Mac before my dad, mm-hmm. and that was one of the, like, that was, it was, that my dad's show was never my favorite show. It was Mac and Mac for a while. I remember, by the way, them doing the show from the McDonald's in, I think it was in Jersey somewhere. Mm-hmm. And
seems like there were a lot of McDonald's.
Oh, back in those days, yeah.
Yeah, there were. There were. Yeah. Absolutely.
It probably was the one over in Williamstown.
Might have been.
Yeah, because I've done that show over there a couple
times.
Oh,
the McDonald's show?
Yeah, yeah.
Literally
in a McDonald's. I'm letting Jack know. Yes. It's like literally in the lobby of a McDonald's.
Yeah, Glenn and Jody did the show from literally from a McDonald's. I think one great thing about WIP over the last several years has been, to me, the evolution to what WIP is today, but we have done a very good job of holding on to the heritage of WIP with Angela, with Glenn, with Ray, my dad as well. So while I am excited for Glenn to, you know, spend time doing whatever he wants to do, whether it's grandkids, regular kids, you know, travel, all those sorts of things.
Talk about getting into acting.
Acting, which I've seen him act. I mm-hmm. went to one of his plays Havertown? I think the place was in Havertown. All of those things that he's going to get to do. It is a bit of a bummer for me to when I see the WIP guys. I was happy for Angelo when he made the decision, but then Angelo leaving, I was like, no more Angelo. Yeah. And it's the same thing with Glenn, given so much to the radio station, so much to Philly. To me, it's a little bittersweet to see somebody like Glenn retire.
Oh, no doubt about it. And I was fortunate enough, I got a chance to call in Saturday right before they went off the air and congratulating on the air. And I know we'll talk periodically before he's out of here July 13th. We're going to work together this Thursday as he and I have done for the last 15 years?
The draft show,
doing the NFL draft show. So I've gotten a chance to work with Glenn in several different capacities on the show. And you're right, when you talk about the lifeline, the bloodline of this station, that is the reason why we're here today. Being able to do what we do, it's those people that this station was built off of their back, and they carried it through those tough times when there weren't very many titles. They found ways to relate to this fan base. And for me, for somebody who wasn't born and raised, and I know Glenn isn't either, he came here, but he was already here when I got drafted here. He's one of the guys that I heard on the radio when I first started listening to sports talk radio. Glenn was literally ripping me on the air.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Totally deserved it. We're playing the Kansas City Chiefs, and it's the opening kickoff. And we had gotten, Ray Bob had gotten us so hyped Ray Rhodes,
yep,
in the locker room prior to the game with one of his infamous speeches.
Was that the Cowboys one with the sisters? And
he probably had all that in there. Yeah, all I know is stuff you can't repeat on the air.
Yep.
Right? So I'm ready to run through a brick wall, literally. First kickoff, I'm ready to go down there and kill something. It's a touchback. So you don't get to hit anybody. And I run in Tamarick Vanover's face and call him all sorts of names and tell him, that's right, you better. That's what you did. You did right by getting a touchback. And then we got, next thing you know, the ref threw a flag, 15-yard penalty. To start the game.
You deserved
it. Opening kickoff.
You deserved it.
Oh, dude, I could have been cut three times that year. I could have been cut three times that year, man. So, yeah, that was my first foray into hearing Glenn Mack now.
Glenn got mad at me two specific times that I remember. I'm sure more than the two times. The first time was when he was doing the food hunt for years.
Sure.
And he had the
finals with him, yeah.
He had the finals for the cheeseburger one. And Rhea had to leave early, so I was on the dais. I was a judge for the cheeseburger thing. And he asked what the best cheese for a cheeseburger is. And I says, obviously American. And he got so mad at me.
This, but it's the correct answer.
Yeah, I think it's easily
the correct answer.
Yeah.
Nah.
It's American's over cheddar. He got really mad. And the second time he got mad at me was when we moved to this new office and we're right down the hall from corporate. So we all have to behave ourselves in a different way here than when we were in that hole at 400 Market.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And one of my things was, hey, no shorts. And he wrote back, he was like, well, that doesn't count for the weekend, does it? And I was like, you're in the building, aren't you? That, yes, it counts for the weekend. Unhappy, probably wore shorts every Saturday, honestly. Probably didn't listen to a word I said, but clearly unhappy with me.
Yeah.
But a legend. So I asked
you. I was also unhappy with that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure y'all broke that. I'm sure that rule's been broken a bazillion times.
No, I still abide by it.
Oh, okay.
Well, you and I, you're Ike.
Yeah.
I'm just some lowly producer. You know what I mean?
So, Jack, who do you think? Obviously, we've had. What is that?
No, it's not that.
What is? Angelo retires.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Glenn retires.
Ray.
Ray retires. Mm. Sorta. Well.
It's
okay.
True. It is true.
Yeah, he retired, and then he was like, I respect anybody who changes their mind. He was like, maybe I want to be on the radio.
Like Jordan.
It's whatever.
Jordan retired and came back.
Yeah, 99%. Who's next? Who is the next one to retire?
It's a good question. We got a lot of younger, blood here. Howard's never retiring.
Like, no.
I think he should be, frankly, not even count for this.
No,
he's
there's
never
zero chance he will retire.
I mean, I guess Hugh. I mean, he's the oldest of any of the
weekday hosts.
The weekday hosts.
Does Hugh do anything for us?
I'm trying to think.
But who else is retiring?
Merrill ain't retiring.
No.
Mike ain't retiring.
Well, Howard.
He ain't retiring.
No, he's been over that. It's not possible.
He ain't retiring.
L.A.?
Does he count?
L.A. might, yeah.
L.A. might.
Not allowed, though. I'm on the camp.
No, like, I would be totally bummed out if L.A. retired. I'm thinking.
Are we going, 10, 15 years from now?
I think we're going to get a shocker one day, and we're going to see a text that Joe G has decided to hang him up.
Just say he's done.
Giglio. He's done all he can. He defended Gabe Kapler. He was right about Doug Peterson. He said Trey Turner should get traded a month into it. He's done everything.
Well, and I guess
he's completely wrong about Trey Turner.
He's completely wrong.
But still has done everything.
I guess we'll have to ask Rod. I mean, Rod's the legend killer. I mean, who killed more legends as a program director? You in New York or Rod here?
Well, I only had, Summers, Steve Summers is still on the radio station. And then John Sterling retired after I was leaving. So I only get credit for Summers. There's nobody else.
Oh, was it anyone else?
No.
Okay. Maybe I was wrong.
No, stop it.
Carton left on his own.
That's his problem. Not mine. Big Sixers game tonight. Before we get to that, 215-592-9494, Eagles Insider of the Year.
Yeah.
We're going to debut the power rankings Wednesday at 4:30. So if you're listening now, if you tune in Wednesday at this exact same time, we will be giving the first power rankings for Eagles Insider of the Year. We will award, I believe we award the Eagles Insider of the Year trophy end of the regular season. Does that sound right to everybody?
Before the postseason?
Yeah, before the you think we got to let it go
so
through?
Here,
the
post? Here's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
insider of the year, right? We do it from you know a year from now, whatever. I think start a training camp like early August. So they have a lot. We got the draft. We got free agency. We got the year. I mean, it's a long running bit.
But we're already. I think you have to take
we're
what's happening.
What's
so
already
far.
Happened? Okay.
Yeah, because you need the draft.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll debut power rankings on Wednesday at 4:30.
Yes.
So far, the people who we believe will be in the power rankings, and you can let us know if you think somebody else should be. But Howard Eskin will be in the power rankings. D. Gunn, Elliot Shore Parks, Jeff McClain, and who am I forgetting?
John Clark.
John Clark, of course. Any favorites that you bet on? Obviously not Jeff McClain.
Well, I'm always a Clarks man.
Oh, I'm ESP all day.
There's no insider there, okay? There's the
ESP?
Wow! There's no insider.
Nah, you're wrong.
I mean, there's educated guesses.
He's inside on something.
That's kind of what an insider is nowadays.
Yeah.
He's getting informed opinions.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I'm going to go ahead and say I think the two favorites are D. Gunn and Howard.
Ah.
I think they are betting favorites. I think they are both the favorites, and I think everybody else is the field.
Sure.
Except for McClain, who has no chance, so I will not allow him to win.
I'm an oddsman, so I'll take Elliot. He has longer odds. I'll take Elliot.
You're an oddsman.
I'm a Clarksman. Ike's an oddsman.
We should release odds and power ranking?
For sure.
Okay, yeah, so we'll release odds on Wednesday as well. We'll get back to your calls on the Sixers in a second, 215-592-9494. But a bigger question, if you've ever wanted to know where to get a dishwasher, a washing machine, any sort of appliance, obviously you would go
a toaster
to Jack Fritz, who would tell you, Jack, where would I go?
We go to National Appliance Warehouse in Jackson, Wilmington.
You're an appliance man.
I might actually have to be on this because Jill sent me a video. It seems like our washing machine's a disaster right now.
Oh, so really?
Might be in the market. And you know where I'm going to go? I'm going to go to National Appliance Warehouse in tax-free Wilmington. You can always get the lowest price, only because, obviously, tax-free Wilmington. But Price Assure is a piece of technology that if you haven't heard me talk about before, you got to hear me talk about it, and you got to check it out for yourself. Price Assure instantly updates the tags for you. In the store, you're there. Price Assure finds a lower price elsewhere. Bang, instantly updates the tag, and it will get you the lowest price possible, but not just the lowest prices. Excellent first-class customer service. That's what they pride themselves on. First-class customer service and the lowest price possible on all the high-end appliances out there. There's over 100 brands in their 15,000-square-foot showroom. Get down to National Appliance Warehouse today. Right now, you can save an extra 35% on GE appliances, GE Cafe, GE Profile, and Monogram. Click nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in Tax-Free Wilmington and tell them Jack Fritz sent you.
215-592-9494. Jack in New York, you're on WIP.
What's going on?
You tell me.
Sixers.
Okay.
I got to say, so, of course, I love the coach. I think he's great. I do think he's got shell shock from Embiid being out so long because a couple of things. I think, first of all, Embiid in the first quarter was unstoppable. But you're up by 10. Sit him. He needs the rest. That's what the coach does. I know he doesn't like to come out. Sit him. You don't need to play him the whole quarter. We need him in the fourth. Not in the first. That's first of all. Second of all, I think the rotation, you got to have Buddy Hield, you got to have him in there with Maxey and Embiid. those two people draw double teams. The whole point of having a three-point shooter is, you know, when you get draw the double teams, you kick to these guys.
He won't shoot. He won't shoot. No, but, I've never seen anything like it.
But you're not setting him up. Like,
no.
He's really never in there with Maxey and Embiid at the same time. You're setting him up to have to dribble. He's coming in off the bench without Embiid and without Maxey in the game.
I'm telling you.
The same with Batum.
I've been through Embiid's entire career, and two specific players who were just known for their shooting had the best years of their career playing with Embiid, and that is Seth Curry and J.J. Redick. If you are a shooter who cannot have... Maxey has become a way better shooter with Embiid on the floor. Batum is a much better shooter with Embiid on the floor. For some reason, Buddy Hield, I've been watching it for weeks, he just won't shoot. He's wide open, won't shoot. He will pump fake a wide open three and dribble. You're saying you don't want him to dribble. I don't think they want him to dribble either. He won't shoot. He's scared. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happens in Philadelphia. Players get here who could shoot for their entire career, and all of a sudden they get to Philadelphia and they can't shoot anymore. But I would have loved to have Buddy Hield on the court all the time with Embiid. He won't shoot the ball.
Nope. With Maxey and Embiid, they never do that. They take Maxey off, and these are the two people that are getting double teamed for the wide open threes. Also, same with Batum. He's working really hard, so he's not like, you know, he's not as good on his threes. I mean, he saved us the other night. But you just, you know, you need to leave him just open for the threes. And also, why do you play Embiid the first quarter, the full first quarter?
Because that's
why do you not rest him when you're up by 10?
Because
you got to be a coach.
Thank you for the call, Jack. You can't just, first of all, that is Embiid's, that's been Embiid's, when he comes off the court for
his minutes rotation.
Yeah, for his 2 years. He plays the entire first quarter. Then he comes out for the beginning of the second quarter. He comes back with 5-6 minutes left. Mm-hmm. And then he does the third and the fourth. He's always done it. It's what he likes to do. I don't think you can just say the Sixers are up, so let's take Embiid out. I just don't think that's how it works. I don't think you can wait till they're up, take him out, then watch the lead dissipate, and then put Embiid back in. I think the only thing that I would probably criticize Nurse for is he went to take Embiid out with a couple of minutes left in the third quarter, and Embiid waved him off. And he's done that a few times since he's been back, is that Nurse sends Reed in for him and Embiid waves him off. I wish he hadn't have done that. I wish he had bought him those couple of minutes. But when you think about where they lost that game, it was the end of the first half when Embiid got hurt. Yep. They went on a 9 or 11-0 run right afterwards. So,
and we all know he's a smart man. He knows this too. So part of it is he wants to be out there because he wants to give the team the best chance to win. You know, every time he goes to the bench, the lead or whatever lead they had, or even if they were within 2 or 3 points, New York extends the lead. So he's basically saying, no, I need to be out here. And it's one thing if he's out there forcing shots, turning the ball over. But I think part of him is saying, I need to be out here. My presence needs to be on the court. Maxey can take over. This guy can shoot, this and that and the other, but I need to be out here.
His simple existence on both sides of the court, both on offense and defense, changes how the other team plays.
Yep.
Him just standing in the lane. There was a moment in the fourth quarter where Josh Hart was in the lane with the ball. He looked and saw that Embiid was there. He dribbled it right out of the lane, and they started the offense again. So him just standing there on defense and on offense as well, the threat of him provides so much gravity that even if he's exhausted, even if he can barely move, him being out there is better than him not being out there.
And Brunson, who we give a lot of credit to, being crafty, knowing how to get in the mid-range, into the lane, and work, he's 8 for 26. And, you know, he didn't have an efficient night either.
Right.
He took a lot of shots to get his points, and he missed a lot of shots. And a lot of that is who's down there in the paint. Brunson can't patrol the paint like he normally does.
Would you say that the Knicks played their B game on Saturday?
Yeah, they didn't play. That was not their best game.
It was not.
And what did what did the Sixers play? Was it like a B Sixers game?
I think so.
Yeah.
If you're asking me if both teams play their A game,
they
who
did
wins?
Not.
No, I'm saying if they were, Sixers win.
If the Sixers play their A game, they win.
Yeah.
They win. They just have more. Again, Knicks, I haven't disrespected the Knicks at all. I think the Knicks are a tough out, a good team.
Mm-hmm.
Both team at their best, they shouldn't be better than the Sixers.
Got it. Yep.
They shouldn't be better than the Sixers. So, and I think a lot of why New York struggled offensively, I thought Nurse's game plan was really good. He rotated guys on Brunson. He helped off of, and he basically said, I will dare Josh Hart to beat me on three-pointers. He hasn't wanted to shoot threes all year. He's not a great three-point shooter. If you have to live or die on Josh Hart threes, I'll take it. And a couple of those threes were end of the shot clock.
On that one,
pump.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it's
that
just was, like...
He threw that up there.
Yeah, I don't...
One guy hurt us, 21. No, not 21, two.
McBride?
Deuce McBride.
He had 21 points.
Yeah, and his threes were not open. He was hitting threes... totally draped. So if you're going to get beat, but you could look at the game a number of ways. You could say on one side, two ways. You could say on one side, the Sixers have a good plan for Brunson. All they need to do is get some more contributions from role players, blah, 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 blah. Then you could look at the other side and say the Knicks got a bad game from Jalen Brunson and still
won.
So we'll see. Yeah. We'll see. You know, and I don't think, I think they're both right. You know, I think both things are right. We'll see what they do. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP.
What's up, my man Spike? Big A, Jackie, baby. Happy Monday.
What up, Yoshi?
What's up, fellas? Spike, we are not giving participation trophies this year, brother. Like, I understand where you're at, but no. If we beat the Knicks and then lose, no. I still won't feel good. I'm with Ike. Once Joel came back, I was like, all right, I'm back on the boat. Only thing I left Ike on is Tobias. I'm not playing with him no more. What's the name? Like, just not playing with him no more. What's the name? The game plan was good on Brunson. They beat us, what's the name, with them bench points, man. I mean, daggone, McBride came in just lighting it up. And you got to get that kid Mitchell Robinson in foul trouble. He the only dude that felt like he could do something with Embiid. I mean, he was feeling his stuff. Got to get him in foul trouble, what's his name? He was kind of like, you know, flustering Embiid a little bit. Embiid wanted to take him and lose the ball a couple of times. Like, this team, man, what's his name? 7 points from our bench, that just don't cut it. It got to continue to be a player like Lowry or Batum step up every game. Got to get more from the bench. I mean, maybe put I would start Paul Reed over there going Tobias for the rebounding effect because Tobias ain't doing nothing. Every time he shoots the daggone ball, I think about the dude, what's his name, from daggone Along Came Polly when they was out at the park.
Make it rain.
Funny. What was his name? Something smart. What's his name? You know.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Like Jack said, that one three, the game before last, was he came down, he just shot that brick. It was so hard. Like it was somebody's face on the backboard that he wanted to hit.
You know,
I don't know what's wrong with that boy. Like, just get him out. You're making his light-skinned brothers look bad. I just can't take it no more looking at Tobias.
Yoshi, we were just talking about Glenn retiring. When Ike retires, he's going to have to have his Mount Rushmores of players that he hitched his wagon to. That was a mistake. Thank you for the call, Yoshi. Obviously, Tobias, Carson.
Evan Turner.
We're going to have to. That sounds like a July topic.
Evan Turner.
Some point in July, we'll definitely go over all that stuff.
Top 10 worst players to hit your wagon to.
You are loyal. I will give you that.
I'm a foxhole guy, right?
You are a foxhole guy.
Oh, man.
Yeah. The WIP Twitter question of the day brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget online at marks-jewelers.com. Would you consider this Sixer season a success if they beat the Knicks in the series? 69% say no, 31% say yes. Coming up next, we have everybody's favorite segment next to the Jackie Baseball Report on the WIP Afternoon Show. That is the 5 at 5. What is the topic? Have no idea. You'll find out along with me. That is next in the Afternoon Show on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.